You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Well, Black Oak Casino Resort's Director of Operations, BJ Nelson, is our newsmaker of the day. Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's talk about Westside Pavilion. Three shows already in the books so far this summer, and you're going to stay very busy this week. After the 4th of July, two very different shows. Friday night, Chris Young with Lindsay L. He's a country artist. Saturday night, R&B artist Snoop Dogg. Can you tell us a little bit about both of those shows?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the complete opposite shows. You know, Chris Young, a huge country star on Friday night, and then Lindsay L, also making some waves in the country world. And she had a huge hit with Brantley Gilbert that was came out earlier in the year. So it's kind of a unique situation where she's got a huge hit on the radio right now with Brantley Gilbert, but she's actually going to be with Chris Young for this concert. And then changing gears, Snoop Dogg and Friends, and so that's Snoop Dogg, and then the Isley Brothers, and then Warren G and Corrupt, and so there's a full plate for Saturday. It's gonna be a long evening of just nonstop hits, and that concert in itself is kind of interesting because Snoop Dogg obviously has a ton of hits, but then you go, hey, the Isley Brothers are in there, and you know, the Isley Brothers have a ton of hits themselves from a different era. But the unique thing about them is if you ever listen to any of the Isley Brothers stuff, if you're older, you know all the Isley Brothers stuff, and if you're younger, you also know all the Isley Brothers stuff because it's all the stuff that the new R&B music was turned into. So you listen to a lot of the hooks and the rhythms and go, I know that song. But did you know it was actually the Isley Brothers?
And because of the lineup, I've heard that ticket sales have been outstanding for Snoop.
Yes, we are. It is certainly going to be the biggest show we've ever had at Westside Pavilion. Tickets are still available, but we are flirting with a sellout on this one.
How many bodies does the venue hold?
It'll hold up to 6,000. Each show is scaled a little differently, but yeah, we can do 6,000.
On the average show, and maybe this is an unfair question because of the diversity of the acts, but on the average show, how many out-of-county visitors does Westside Pavilion bring?
I'm probably going to say it's 70% or higher. And we predominantly draw from out of county. If you look at, just into the valley and then further west in the South Bay area, that's our huge draw. And I'd say we're, at least 70% out of county. One of my favorite things is any opportunity I get to talk to guests, I ask them, how'd they hear about us? Where are they from? And, what are they here for? Have they ever been here before? And it is exceptionally common for me to hear, we're from San Francisco, we're from San Jose, we're from Manteca, we're from Tracy, and we just came to see Snoop Dogg, or we came to see Pitbull, or whatever it is. And then I always ask, have you been here before? And I'd say 80% of the time on that one, it's no. Maybe I saw a commercial on TV, or I follow you on social media, but I've never been here. It's definitely grabbing the attention of a lot of folks outside of the county.
Westside Pavilion has also helped to kind of create a new economy up here, things we've never seen before, like Uber.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, and it's interesting because I would tell you, I've seen those services skyrocket personally as I stand outside by the front gates of Westside Pavilion. And again, if you're from San Jose, you just kind of take for granted that there's Uber everywhere. And so I remember last year people were saying, oh, well, I'm just going to take an Uber, and I'd kind of say, I don't know if that's the best plan because I don't really think there's a ton of Uber up here. And this year, it's interesting as I watch people come out the front gate and they'll go, hey, where can my Uber pick me up? And I'll go, do you already have one? And they go, yeah, I got it. It'll be here in 4 minutes. And I'll go, okay, we'll stand right there. And so it's just interesting to see some of those ancillary services pick up. And I certainly see a lot of our local cabs come through there. It's kind of neat to see another economy kind of bloom from it.
Is bringing major concerts to Tuolumne County a major learning experience for you? maybe ongoing learning experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge learning experience. I think for me personally, for obviously for the resort and the county as well. I mean, it's really been exciting for me to work with all the agencies in the county and line this up. And get all the feedback from them. And so it's definitely been a learning experience. And I will say it's a learning experience every time we throw a concert, whether it's dealing with some different wrinkle in a show or some different wrinkle that an artist throws at you. It's a constantly moving goal, I'll say that.
All right. For our listeners who cannot see you, you have no piece of paper in front of you. I want to see how good you are. Tell us about some of the upcoming shows after this week.
Oh, all right. Rolling into July 21st, first classic rock concert of the year, which is going to be Pat Benatar, Melissa Etheridge. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Melissa Etheridge. Pitbull, originally scheduled for last Thursday, is now on August 4th. So that's Sunday, August 4th. Let's see, August 9th. 9th is Bush and Live. Rolling into August 16th, another huge country show. That's going to be Brantley Gilbert. September 1st, we got Bad Company with Paul Rogers and Simon Kirk. Then we fast forward to October 6th, which is the Peter Frampton finale with Led Zeppelin Evening, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. So that's a huge one. That's been on our calendar for a long time, you know, back to the classic rock. And not only is it a staple of classic rock, but this is Peter Frampton's final tour.
And we wrap up the late summer with
Foreigner. That's right. The Double Vision Tour. So this got a whole host of the originals and the new folks on there. So if you're a Lou Gramm fan, come get your Foreigner fix. And that's October 12th.
The website for a full concert lineup and information.
BlackOakCasino.com is the best place to go. There's a entertainment tab. Click on Westside Pavilion. It'll give you everything on there. It'll link you to buy tickets, give you info on the shows. 3 shows in the books and 9 to go. So 12 big ones this year.
He is the Black Oak Casino Resorts Director of Operations, BJ Nelson. Thank you, BJ.
Thanks, Mark.